8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we welcome you back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas. As we head into the second inning, the Raptors have a lead 2-1, and Zach Crotchfeldt looking to keep it at that here in the top of the second. He'll be taking on the 5, 6, and 7 batters in the inning for the Mallards. That's who's due up. So it's going to be Michael Lippi leading things off with Cole Kosciuszko after that. First pitch on the way is called inside for ball number one. After Kosciuszko, it's going to be Dominic Jacoby. Dom Jacoby, he bats seventh for the Mallards as this pitch is in there for strike number one, a 1-1 count. And look, taking a look at the Raptors' defensive alignment, they've got Zach Crotchfeldt on the mound with Ashton Zacher behind the plate. 1-1 count, misses low for ball number two, 2-1. On the infield, Madden Acho is at first base, Noah Ruiz at second, Jack Guerrero at third, and Mason Oñate is at short. 2-1 count to the right-handed hitting Lippi. Pitch comes home. It is high for ball number three. 3-1 the count. In the outfield for the Raptors, in left it's Hiroto Kobayashi. In center, Gunnar Myro. And in right, Chris Diaz. So a 3-1 count with nobody out to the leadoff man for Madison. And Madison, they were disappointed to learn that they would not be winning the first half crown as this one is ripped down the left field line and stays fair in front of a diving Guerrero. Kobayashi can't field it cleanly, but either way, Lippi will stay on second. So a leadoff double yet again for the Mallards as Michael Lippi ends up at second base. So it'll bring up Cole Kosciuszko to the plate with the runner on second and nobody out here in the top of the second. Still 2-1, the Raptors lead, and got off to a hot start with Charlie West on the mound. The Raptors have looked good against left-handed starters this season, but they're starting a lefty of their own, Zach Crotchfeldt. He's been great out of the bullpen, but this is his first start of the year. Pitch on the way home. This one's hit well out towards left field. On the run, Kobayashi. He is going to stop in front of the warning track, make the catch, throw it on in a little bit lazily, but didn't need to throw it hard, and he was focused on the accuracy of that throw rather than the power of it, and smart job in doing so because it kept the runner on second base. So a fly out to left field for Kosciuszko brings up Dom Jacoby to the plate with the runner on second and one away here in the top of the second inning. On deck, Noah Sheffield. Sheffield, the son of Hall of Famer Gary Sheffield. And Cooper Malamazian, he is the ninth man in the batting order for the Mallards. Last guy up as the first pitch here to Jacoby will miss low and away for ball number one. 1-0 count. This is just the second game that the Raptors have hosted the Mallards for. Previously, they've played three games on the road and only one of them against the Mallards here at Witter Field. That game did not go their way. Pickoff attempt here back towards second as, well, Crotchfeldt had him had the move down, but there was nobody covering second base, so no real haste from Lippi as he'll walk back to the bag. Now a 1-0 count to Jacoby. One away, runner on second still. Still 2-1 Raptors. Crotchfeldt taking his time. He brings it home. A fastball misses low. It's now 2-0 to Jacoby. Right-handed hitting second baseman for the Mallards. Comes from Harper College, native of Chicago, Illinois. Wonder if he's a Cubs fan. Maybe he's a Brewers fan since he moved to Madison. I don't know. 2-0 count. This one's hit towards center field. Running up on it It will be caught in center by Gunnar Miro, and he'll throw it back in. Keeps the runner on second base yet again. Lippi not willing to take off and risk the out, so there's now two away with the runner in scoring position here in the top of the second. Zach Crotchfeldt trying to work through the traffic, and he did a relatively strong job back in the first inning. However, passed ball allowed Jordy Lopez to third base, and then the single from Mikey Bell let him score, so it was an RBI for Bell. That's the only run of the game so far from the Mallards. Rafter scored two back in the bottom of the first. Two RBI single from Matanaco was the difference. First pitch on the way. It's on the outside edge. Called for strike number one. Noah Sheffield at the plate. Right-handed hitting shortstop for the Mallards. Up for the first time today. He's a native of Tampa, Florida, and stayed in state for his college. Man from FSU, Florida State. Crotchfeldt taking his time, now brings it home and gets a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Running up on it, Akko, he's tracking it and will make the catch for out number three. So that's a good second inning from Zach Crotchfeldt. Despite the leadoff double, there's no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the bottom of the second, still 2-1 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Distinguished television journalist Bill Moyers died June 26th at age 91. In his long career, he earned 30 Emmy Awards, served as President Lyndon Johnson's press secretary, and was a stalwart voice for democracy and democracy reform. On Being a Reporter, Moyers told a Chautauqua Institution audience in 2016, "I was hooked, and in one way or another, I've continued to engage the issues of money and power, equality and democracy over a lifetime spent at the intersection between politics and journalism." From 1964 to 1967, he served as Johnson's press secretary during the passage of the Civil Rights Act and Voting Rights Act. He was instrumental in the creation of public broadcasting, where he later reported for almost a decade. He wrote scores of commentaries for CBS and NBC and produced 70 documentaries for PBS. Democracy and democracy reform appears frequently in Moyers' work, including his Moyers on Democracy podcast and a companion book of speeches. When Moyers retired in 2017, he wrote, "Please remain vigilant and engaged as citizens in the civic and political life of your community and our country. Democracy is fragile, and no one can say with certainty that it can withstand the manifold risks to which it is now exposed." We've linked to his farewell essay and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
That's neat. I was in the Chicago.
You're listening to
Well, hello, and welcome back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas as we bring you back in here to Witter Field. First pitch to Gunnar Miro is called for strike number one. Now an 0-1 count. Miro, the right-handed hitting center fielder, swings and fouls one back to bring it 0-2. And, well, Miro trying to get things rolling along here. And he is a guy who comes from UNLV, trying to continue what was a hot start to the season. 0-2 count on the way. This one misses high and outside to bring the count 1-2. And Miro, he had gone a little bit cold recently, but refound his stroke a little bit ago. And now just trying to keep that rolling along here. He'll take on Charlie West. Sends this one up the middle. Could get on through, and it does. Into center field, just past the sliding shortstop. And a leadoff single for the Rafters. It's their fourth hit of the game against Charlie West. And they're continuing to show off that strong hitting against left-handed pitching. And Well, as I mentioned, the number earlier, 5-2 against left-handed starters. And a left-handed starter here, they're looking to keep that rolling along. I mean, it's been success after success and hasn't been seen much for the Rafters. Bunt down the first base line, but just foul by Kobayashi. And Kobayashi was really trying to make that happen. And, well, worth noting, the first base and the third base lines, the dirt of it got a little bit extended in between the road trip. They were able to bring it back up, and so those bunts might be a little bit easier to stay fair as that pitch misses and brings the count 1-1. Runner on first base, nobody out here in the bottom of the second. It's 2-1 Rafters. Pitch on the way home. Kobayashi pops it up, should reach the stands or the roof, and it hits the roof. So a 1-2 count. Would be kind of hard to hit the stands there as the netting goes all the way down and kind of protects the fans from a foul ball. But there are certain areas here that ball could fit through. So you still got to be pay attention a little bit. Pitch on the way home. This one's hit well towards right center field, but a little too high in the air, and it will be caught. No, it drops to the ground by the right fielder. He can't make the catch. It was off the glove of the right fielder, Michael Lippi, and that's going to be an E9. Oh, man. That should have been out number one, but instead, the Rafters have runners on first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the second, already up 2-1. And a key opportunity here as Chris Diaz will step back up for his second plate appearance of the game. Rafters catching a lucky break there. And, well, there haven't been too many lucky breaks this season, to say the least. But, hey, look at that. Now runners on first and second. But before that, Charlie West will step off of the mound and look back towards second, but no throw, and Diaz was back in time anyways. Runner on first, Hiroto Kobayashi. On second, Gunnar Miro. And trying to keep the offensive momentum rolling along. They scored two in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch on the way home. It's on the outside edge for called strike one. Chris Diaz, he singled back in that first inning and came around to score on Akko's RBI single. Diaz also stole his 19th base of the year, so getting on base here might allow him to bring it up to 20. 0-1 count, misses outside to bring it 1-1, and Diaz kind of crouching down. He really wanted to swing at that one, but thought better of it, able to get the ball called, and Diaz really coming off of a great game his last time out for the Rafters and trying to keep that momentum rolling along. Pitch comes home. This one's hit well out towards center field and dropping back. It should be caught, and it is, this time brought in by Jordy Lopez. The throw coming into third base is going to be cut off, so it will be a productive out as Gunnar Miro advances just 90 feet away from home on Chris Diaz's flyout. So now brings up Mason Oñate to the plate with runners on the corners and one away in the bottom of the second. 2-1, the Rafters lead. And Charlie West trying to get through a shutout second inning. But if a ball is put in play, it's going to have to be a pop-up or a double play in order to keep that runner from third scoring. Kobayashi at first, but a pickoff attempt over there will keep him on the bag. And so still no pitch on the way home. Oñate, the left-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. And looking at the numbers this season for Oñate against lefties, batting 308, and yet again a pickoff attempt over at first base. They're just double checking to make sure he doesn't go anywhere. So Oñate batting 24 points better against left-handed pitching, but the on-base percentage ultimately in about the same spot, as this one is taken low for ball number one, as it's a 1-0 count. First pitch on the way to Oñate. He doubled back in the first inning though, so he's 1-for-1 in the game, and he also scored on Akko's single. It was two RBIs for him as the 1-0 count. This one's hit out towards left center field. Could be another double for him. It lands in front of the warning track. Here goes Kobayashi to third. Oñate is at second, but Kobayashi will stay at third. It's an RBI double for Oñate, his second extra base hit of the game. And the Rafters continue the offensive momentum against Charlie West. Gunnar Myro comes home to score. It is 3-1 Rafters in the bottom of the second. And that was some big-time power to the opposite field by Oñate. And heck, that one kept carrying, and if there was maybe a little bit more wind, it might have even been out of here. It was more of a line drive shot, though, so it would have been difficult. And it brings up to the plate Noah Ruiz with runners on second and third and one out in the bottom of the second. First pitch misses north of the zone for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and Ruiz, back in the first inning, drew a walk with almost the same situation. Runners on second and third. 1-0 count. This one's hit straight away center field, but not going to make the center fielder move. Kobayashi tagging. He will come on home, and he will score. Sacrifice fly for Noah Ruiz, and he is now back in alone in first place in RBIs in the Northwoods League. Trying to finish off this first half as the RBI's champion, and that'll help do it. Makes it a 4-1 ball game in the bottom of the second inning. Mason Oñate stayed on second base, but Kobayashi did come home to score. Brings up Ashton Zacher to the plate with two outs, runner on second base, 4-1 Rafters in the bottom of the second. West brings the pitch home, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one from Zacher, and well, Charlie West probably wishes that things had gone the opposite direction. I guess you could call it east. 4-1 count on the way. Gets a swing and a foul tip back to the backstop. Keith Davis in the bullpen warming up for Madison. And well, the pitch count already being worked way up from Charlie West. He's almost at 50 pitches already, and he hasn't even gotten out of the second inning. Threw 30 pitches back in that first inning. He's at 47 right now, allowed five hits and one walk. Rafters really seeing it well. That pitch misses outside to bring the count 1-2 to Zacher. Zacher 0-1 in the game. He struck out looking back in that first inning, and it was a tough take, to say the least. But, I mean, I tell you what, I don't know if I've seen a nastier pitch. I mean, it had a ton of movement on that one. 1-2 count. He gets that same pitch, but this time Zacher swings and misses. Couldn't quite find it, and that's strike number three. So West is able to work through the second inning, but allows two runs on two hits. There was one error, and the Rafters left one on base. It's 4-1 Wisconsin Rapids. We head to the third here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, and remember, this is only a seven-inning game. It's part of a doubleheader. Zach Crotchfeld moving on through it. He's here into the third inning. It's 4-1 Raptors, and he'll be taking on the 9-1 and 2 batters to lead off for Madison. First pitch to Cooper Malamazian. Misses low for ball number one. And Malamazian, he is the right-handed hitting third baseman for Madison. Up for the first time this game, a guy from Indiana University, so a teammate, Pat Costins. 1-0 count. That's in there. No. Missed high for ball number two and a 2-0 count. And, well, Crotchfeld nearly in the zone right there. He's not able to get the frame from Ashton Zacher. And now the 2-0 count. This time it's upstairs again for ball number three. A 3-0 count. And Crotchfeld, those last two pitches did not miss by much. Just barely above the zone. That's exactly where you want it, but Malamazian's not swinging right now. 3-0 count, right down the middle, called for where did that one miss? I guess it missed low for ball number four, and, well, I don't have the best perspective from up here. I'm a little bit elevated from the press box. Didn't miss left or right there, and, well, I couldn't quite see Zacher's glove move, but it must have been set below the zone. So, first walk of the game for Zach Crotchfeld. In the Raptors bullpen, Brennan Cohen warming up. Trying to get a little bit of action here before the end of the first half. And first pitch on the way from Crotchfeld. Misses outside for Jordy Lopez for ball number one. So that's five straight balls from Zach Crotchfeld right now. And I tell you what, he has not missed by much. Now that one did miss outside. Going up against the left-handed hitting Jordy Lopez, that pitch again misses low. Now a 2-0 count, six straight balls, and you might be seeing a mound visit. Exactly what you're going to see. Ashton Zacher stepping out here to the rubber as Crotchfeld kind of taps off his shoe on the mound. And so the infield coming in as well. They'll talk things over, make sure that he's in the right mindset. Over there on first base, Cooper Malamazian, and you take a look at his numbers this season, and Malamazian, he is a guy that you do have to watch for on the base paths as he has some speed out there, but not too many stolen bases, although he hasn't had as many opportunities. Entering this game, he had just been on base 17 times, and a bunch of those times were, of course, behind other batters, so he only has the one stolen base. Been caught one time as well. But don't take him too easily. 2-0 count here. As the pitch comes home to Lopez, that one is right down the middle for strike number one. 2-1 count, and Lopez up for the second time today. He's the number one batter in the batting order. 2-1 count. He doubled back in the first inning. Leadoff hit for them then. 2-1 count. He takes this one low for ball number three, and Zacher tried to frame that one up, but couldn't get the call from home plate umpire, and still the runner on first base. It's a 3-1 count. Crotchfeld trying to find his zone. Looks back home. 3-1 count. That one is low again for ball number four. And man, again, that one did not miss by much. And that Crotchfeld right now just not getting any calls to go his way. I mean, he is missing by mere millimeters, if that. And so a runner on first and second with nobody out here in the top of the third inning. I'll be interested to look back at the TrackMan data on this one after the game to see how far away those pitches missed. Because I tell you what, these pitches that are balls for him, you see a lot of balls. That time it's called for a strike, an 0-1 count. And Crotchfeld has not missed by much. Talk about average miss on these balls. It's probably 1 millimeter. 0-1 count with runners on first and second. Pitch on the way home from Crotchfeld. That one is in there for strike number two, throwing it right down the middle, and now has an 0-2 count for Liam Moreno. And, hey, these Madison batters, they see the zone right now. They're saying, hey, it's a narrow zone. Let's hold off on swinging, and right now working for them. But Moreno down in the count 0-2. He's going to have to swing to protect. Runners on first and second. Pitch comes home. This one's ripped foul down the third baseline, and that one was a little bit dangerous, but Moreno does stay alive. Good enough pitch from Crotchfeld, but still looking to finish him off. And you look at the season in total in Crotchfeld this year. I mean, he has been great with getting those strikeouts. K's per nine up over 13. And that's some nasty stuff right there. And entered the game with a 3.86 ERA. Right now would be a little above, as he's allowed one earned run over his two innings. But he could lower it as he continues to try and work in this count. He's got an 0-2 lead in the count on Liam Moreno. Right-handed hitting left fielder. Comes from St. Cloud State University. Pitch on the way home from Crotchfeld is outside and high for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Moreno back in the first inning. He flew out towards right field, and nice play from Chris Diaz. He was able to make the catch and also kept that runner on third base. Nice throw from him coming on in. 1-2 count on the way home, and this one is sent high in the air towards left field. Shallow left field, though, and Kobayashi trying to find it. He will make the catch and run up on it, and the throw coming in, it's on the line, and so it keeps the runner on second base. So another fly out to the outfield for Liam Moreno, as this time it goes to left and brings up Mikey Bell to the plate with runners on first and second and one out in the top of the third. Still 4-1, the Rafters lead. And Bell, the only RBI for Madison right now. He's the reason that they've got the one. Back in that first inning, he had the RBI single. And funnily enough, Jordy Lopez was on base, although Lopez was sitting on third as the pitch comes home. Breaking ball misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Nate Voss on deck, dangerous batter that you don't want to have to face with runners on, but might be forced to, although the double play is in order here. Right-hander at the plate, Bell. Righty-lefty matchup, 1-0 count. Breaking ball on the outside edge, called for a strike number one, back to a 1-1 count, and good pitch from Crotchfeld as he tries to work back into it. And you look at the splits against righties versus lefties this season, it's actually been righties that he's excelled against. 0.95 batting average against right-handed pitching. Both runners taking off. They'll throw it down to second, and on the money, they got him. Oh, yeah. What a throw by Ashton Zacher. Noah Ruiz made the tag, got Jordy Lopez the second runner. However, Cooper Malamazian does advance to third, but now two outs in the top of the third inning, and Crotchfeld just has to retire the man at the plate. Mikey Bell up now, and let's see what he can do, as there is a 2-1 count. Runner on third base with two away. Still 4-1 Rafters, trying to keep it at that. Crotchfeld, long delivery, gets a swing and a miss from Bell. Now a 2-2 count. And with that runner on third, that's something that you're going to be looking for. Two away here in the top of the third. Crotchfeld taking his time. Three on the pitch clock. He will bring the leg up with just 1 second left, and that pitch is fouled off by Bell. The count remains where it's at. And Zach Crotchfeld trying to stay efficient, but this inning has not been that. 2-2 the count. Bell still at the plate. He is the West Coast Conference Player of the Year from Gonzaga. Pitch on the way home. It is low for ball number three. The count runs full. And I tell you what, Bell has been one of the best hitters in the Northwoods League since his arrival to Madison, batting .397 on the year, a .1010 OPS. But he hasn't played in as many games as Noah Ruiz, so that's why I say one of the best. Ruiz has done it for a little bit longer, despite his recent cold streak. 3-2 count on the way home, swing and a miss, but it's fouled just by a bit. Oh man, that was nearly strike three, but Zacher couldn't quite hold on to it, and he has to shake off the hand as he tried to keep it in the glove with his bare hand. Couldn't quite do so. So, now it's a 3-2 count with two outs. Still, eighth pitch of the plate appearance to Mikey Bell. Bell, the DH for Madison. Got 13 RBIs on the season. Make it 14 after the one in the first inning. 3-2 count on the way home. This one's hit out towards right field. Could be another RBI, and it will be. Lands just in front of the warning track. Bounces off the wall. Throw coming in. It will keep him at second base. But it's an RBI double for Mikey Bell as he stays hot for Madison. Now a 4-2 game here in the top of the third inning. And Madison not going away just yet. Brings up Nate Voss to the plate with a man on second and two outs in the top of the third. 4-2 the Rafters lead. Zach Crotchfeldt. Pitch count continuing to climb. He's now up to 47 pitches in the game. Trying to keep that runner on. Pitch comes home. Ripped down the left field line and just reaches foul. Man, that was close to being another RBI for Madison, but instead, Mikey Bell will head back to second. He was rounding third by the time that it landed, and Mikey Bell was really looking good out there. Voss, the right-handed hitter from Penn State, entered today batting .289 with an .849 OPS. Zacher going out to talk with Zach Crotchfeldt real quick, and Crotchfeldt this season, you look at the numbers he's been able to put up and you just continue to be impressed time and again. And this year he has yet to make a start, usually coming in the middle innings of the game. And well, he did go four innings back on June 9th at Lakeshore. So he's been able to show off the stamina out there. But in that game at Lakeshore, man, I tell you about dominance right there. He went four innings with seven strikeouts, did not walk a batter, and allowed just two hits. No runs. Dominant. Now back at home. This is only his second appearance at Witter Field. His first one went two innings, didn't allow a runner a hit. Back in the start of June, back on June 4th. 0-1 count on the way home. It is taken low for ball number one. Now 1-1 the count to Voss. And so Crotchfeldt back in the first inning. That was the first run that he had allowed at home this season. Just allowed the second one earlier in the third inning on the RBI double from Mikey Bell. Still 4-2 Rafters, and Crotchfeldt looks back to second. Now brings the leg up, sends it home, and the pitch is fouled back by Nate Voss. 1-2 the count, and Nate Voss, the catcher for the Mallards. You just look at what he's been able to do this season. It's really some good stuff. And specifically looking at right-handed pitching for Voss this season, batting only .269 on the year, but an .861 OPS, as that one is going to come in and hit him for a hit-by-pitch. And that's not the spot that you like that to happen. Had a 1-2 count, but Crotchfeldt just couldn't quite get a good grip on that ball, so brings up Michael Lippe to the plate with runners on first and second and two outs here in the top of the third. Rafters still up two runs, but the go-ahead runner now at the plate for Madison, and Lippe, he already had a double. Back in the second inning, he led off with the double. There have been three extra base hits from Madison off of Crotchfeldt this game. First pitch on the way home. This one's hit up the middle towards center field. Running up on it. It will bounce in front of Miro. He will try and throw home. Throw coming in. It will bounce, but not in time. It was a good throw from Miro, but not good enough. That was a tough one to get, so it's an RBI single for Michael Lippi, and this is now just a one-run game. Nate Voss goes over towards second base, and Mikey Bell comes on home to score. So that will do it for Zach Crotchfeldt here on the mound, and he ended up going 2 2/3 innings. Couldn't quite work out of this one. Allowed the 3 runs, and it brings in Brennan Cohen to the game. And so with that, we will go ahead and step aside, and when we return, it's more Rafters baseball for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back to the Rafters here on WFHR. Thanks for joining us today. It's the top of the third inning. Rafters still have a lead, but just by 1 run as Brennan Cohen comes in. First pitch is fouled off as he takes on the new batter, Cole Kosciuszko. Kosciuszko, the left-handed hitting first baseman, and comes into the game with runners on first and second. An 0-1 count, two away in the top of the third, and Brennan Cohen, he takes over for Zach Crotchfeldt after Crotchfeldt tried to have his first start a quality one but couldn't quite get the length that he was hoping for, and the pitch comes home. This one misses low to bring it now 1-1. Kosciuszko, 0-1 in the game. He flew out to left field on the first pitch he saw back in the second inning. And looking at what Cohen's been able to do, he started off the season real hot, but last time out wasn't the outing he was hoping for. 1-1, it is a little bit low for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And looking at the way the zone has been called today, you are not going to be getting that lower edge of the zone. And you're really not going to get the upper edge either. However, the inside and outside have been called a couple times. So that's what you're kind of looking for on location. 2-1 count. This one is ripped into right field, but right there is Chris Diaz, who will make the catch for out number three. So it leaves the runners on, but 2 runs come across on the two hits, and there were no errors as the Mallards left 2 on base. It's 4-3 Rafters. We hit the bottom of the third. Rafters looking to keep the lead when we return here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back to work in the bottom of the third. The Rafters hoping to keep the offensive momentum rolling along, but they're going to have to do so against a new pitcher. The new pitcher into the game, it's Keith Davis for the Madison Mallards. He takes over for the lefty, Charlie West, but still a lefty on the mound with Keith Davis, so they do not switch handedness. The Rafters did switch handedness, going from a lefty to a righty, Zach Crotchfeldt to Brendan Cohen, trying to mess with the Mallards lineup. And well, the first batter that Cohen saw, he was able to induce a flyout, so able to get out of that third inning. Rafters still in the lead and looking a little bit more in depth at Keith Davis, a 2.79 ERA in seven appearances this year. He's been pretty strong. He's looking to keep that rolling along as the first pitch on the way is ripped into left field, and that gets on down for a hit. Bouncing in front of the left fielder, Akko will remain at first base. But a second hit of the game for Madden and a leadoff single for the Rafters. They have had a leadoff single in all three innings now, and they've scored two runs in the previous two. So it's boded well so far this game. Going to see if they can keep that pattern rolling along. Rafters up 4-3. They've got a runner on first base with nobody out in the bottom of the third. And it brings up Jack Guerrero to the plate. Guerrero will be followed by Cameron Douglas. That's who's due up here in the game. First pitch on the way home. It misses inside to Guerrero for ball number one. Akko on first base. He had the two RBI single back in the first inning, but Guerrero, who's at the plate, he is 0-for-1. Flew out to center field on a well-hit ball, but just right at the center fielder. Breaking ball had a ton of movement, but missed inside to bring it to. And oh, I thought that thing was going to come in and hit Guerrero, even maybe miss behind him, but I tell you what, that is a nasty pitch right there if he can locate it. 2-0 the count with the runner on first base. Pitch on the way, it is inside on the fastball. Now 3-0, and Keith Davis, you can see what's made him so impressive this season. 9 2/3 innings, he's got 16 strikeouts. Tell you what, that's about 15 Ks per nine. That is insane numbers. 3-0 count on the way home. It misses inside for ball number four. However, he has walked a batter for the Rafters and allowed the leadoff single. It hasn't been a great start to the game for him, and having to get used to it here, he'll take on Cameron Douglas. Douglas, the right-handed hitting DH for the Rafters, up for the second time this game. He's got runners on first and second, and nobody out in the bottom of the third. Rafters already up one. It's 4-3, trying to add to their advantage. Pitch on the way home. It misses outside for ball number one, and that's five straight balls from Keith Davis. The only strike that he threw in this inning, in this game, was the leadoff single from Madden Akko. So now a 1-0 count on the way home. This pitch is north of the zone for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and with Gunnar Myro on deck, who's already got a hit this game. It's not going to get any easier. Got a bunch of righties in the lineup. That's what's made the Rafters so effective against lefties this year, is that pitch misses outside. It's now 3-0. Seven straight balls from Keith Davis, and he's just got to get one over the plate right now. Got that mental challenge. He has taken on the Rafters before. Played in that game back on June 19th, back in Madison. The single game. 3-0 count. That one is called for a strike, and he finally gets one over the plate. Now a 3-1 count with runners on first and second, and nobody out in the bottom of the third. 4-3 Rafters, and Douglas a chance to keep adding. He swings and misses at a pitch. He was a little ahead of that one and not able to make contact with it. Now 3-2, and he's got some good power behind that swing, but yet to show off with a homer. He does have a couple of extra base hits, though. Talked about it a little bit earlier, and we're still waiting to see that power. With the wind blowing out now a little bit harder to left, hoping to make contact, but doesn't need to. He'll take that pitch outside. Ball number four, back-to-back walks for the Rafters, and they have the bases loaded. Cameron Douglas on to first base. Jack Guerrero is now on second, and Madden Acco is on third. But before that, a mound visit from the Mallards, as they'll have a chat with Keith Davis. And this uncharacteristic of his appearances this season, he's only had one appearance where he's walked more than one batter, and that was his two-inning appearance back against Battle Creek in May, 1 month ago. It's the only time that he's walked more than one batter, and he has appeared in seven total games this year. So I tell you what, talking about uncharacteristic, that's certainly it. Caden Baker is warming up in the Madison bullpen, but you were expecting to get a little bit more out of Keith Davis. Now, not much. This season, his longest appearance is two innings. But more time than what's been allotted so far. He has yet to record an out in the game. He's got the bases loaded here in the bottom of the third. Nobody away, and up to the plate, it's the right-handed hitting center fielder, Gunnar Myro. First pitch on the way home. This one is taken for strike number one. And Myro, a couple games ago against Royal Oak, he had a 3-for-4 game with a home run, a 3-run shot. Earned him Northwoods League Player of the Night. Say he can get explosive is an understatement, as that pitch is fouled back. Now 0-2 the count. And talking about being explosive, he's already got a hit in this game. It could end up being a big one for him if he's able to come through on this pitch, but he is down in the count 0-2, and he has to stay in his shoes. Runner on first, Douglas on second, Guerrero, and on third, Madden Acco. 0-2 count, misses well outside to bring it 1-2. Myro entering this game, he was coming off of a rough one at Traverse City his last time out, but last week for the Rafters, 8-for-20 with 5 RBIs, and that pitch is taken a little bit low for ball number two, a 2-2 count. And that 8-for-20 is good enough for a .400 batting average. Certainly one of the better Rafters that week. Madden Acco, another good one. 2-2 count is fouled back to keep it 2-2. I mean, there were a couple of players that had a really good past week for the Rafters, and Myra one of them, and I tell you what, there were a couple of players that went a little bit surprisingly cold as well. So they're looking to turn it around here, but at the plate, Myro swings and misses at a high heater for strike number three, and that's the first out of the game for Keith Davis, and also the first out of the inning. Keeps the bases loaded, though, with one away here in the bottom of the third. 4-3, the Rafters lead, and don't want to come up empty, so Kobayashi up at the plate. Really going to try and make anything happen. Over on third, Madden Acco. That pitch is high for ball number one, and I say that because sacrifice could send him home, but we'll have to see where it goes. Acco over on third, he's more of a conservative runner. Not that he's a bad one, but he chooses his battles wisely, as that pitch misses for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And Paco does not like getting caught in the base paths. Did early in the season, and since then, you've kind of seen him start stealing less, stop taking as much as that pitch again misses. It's a 3-0 count to Kobayashi. And heck, if he takes another ball here, Paco won't have to worry about choosing his battles. He'll just jog on the way home. 3-0 count to Kobayashi, and it's taken for ball number four, a little bit north of the zone. And that sends home a run. RBI for Kobayashi. It's now 5-3 Rafters. And with this, it's another mound visit, which means that once again, we will see a mid-inning switch. Mallards can't get Keith Davis through the game. They can't get him through even one inning, and they are going to be rather disappointed with the outing here. But with that, we are going to go ahead and hit a quick break. And when we return, the bottom of the third comes back to you with the bases loaded and one out. Rafters up 5-3 here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the game is Caden Davis, and Caden Baker. Baker, a guy who takes over for Keith Davis as he checks in. And, well, Davis, when he was in the game, it was not the outing he was looking for. A season high in walks issued. He did it recording just one out. Davis, one third of an inning. He allowed one run to this point on one hit, three walks, one strikeout. No hit batters, no wild pitches, but five total batters faced and 21 pitches thrown. He hands it off to Caden Baker. Baker, the right-handed hurler from Baylor, just a freshman there. He's a native of Olive Branch, Mississippi. He comes in with the bases loaded and one out in the bottom of the third. Rafters up 5-3 against the Madison Mallards. First pitch on the way. It's a swing and a miss from the leadoff man for the Rafters, Chris Diaz. Diaz up for the third time today. And on third base, Jack Guerrero on second, KD, and on first, Kobayashi. 0-1 count on the way home. It's fouled back and goes foul as that makes it an 0-2 count. Kind of rolls down that first base line, and it looks like maybe it hit off of Diaz on the ground and didn't look comfortable. 0-2 count, Diaz, left-handed hitting right fielder. New pitcher on is Caden Baker, and Baker, a righty, it's the first righty of the game for Madison. 0-2 count with the bases loaded. Diaz trying to work on any way that he can. Lefty-righty matchup. Pitch here. This one is hammered out towards right field. This one is going back to the warning track. And on the run, it is dropped by the right fielder again. He can't make the catch. Rounding third. Here comes Douglas on the way home. And he is going to score. But Kobayashi had stayed up at first base, so he goes over to second. I tell you what, that is one heck of a long single base. Officially goes in as an E9, and it scores two runs. Rafters have put up three in the third. It's 7-3, Wisconsin Rapids. Diaz is on first. Kobayashi is on second. Douglas scored, and so did Guerrero. And Caden Baker going to be rather disappointed on that one, as this one is fouled back to make it an 0-1 count. I tell you what, that pitch was nearly sent out of this ballpark. But got a little too far into center field. It's a little bit closer down that right field line, but kept going more central thanks to the wind, which is pushing out towards left field. Rafters have runners on first and second with one away. 0-1 count to Onyade, and it misses outside. Now 1-1. Onyade up at the plate for the third time today. He already has two doubles in the game. And these two doubles is tied for the most extra base hits in a game, as both Matt Pinal and Royce Clayton Jr. had a multi-extra base hit game earlier in the year. That pitch outside for ball number two. You know, surprisingly enough, there has not been a two-home run game from any Rafters player this season. Still looking for that, but still looking for a three extra base hit game, as the 2-1 count is fouled back and brings it back even at 2-2. So a 2-2 count with one away, runners on first and second. Rafters up 7-3. Noah Ruiz is on deck, and the 2-2 count on the way home. A check swing. Did he go? Ball is lost. Yes, he did. He went around on it. And that's strike number three for the second out of the third inning. So the runner on first base, Chris Diaz on second, Hiroto Kobayashi. There's two outs in the bottom of the third inning. 7-3. The Rafters lead. Aiden Baker trying to work through it. He'll bring the pitch home. This one is fouled back and goes on to the roof through the netting. So an 0-1 count. Ruiz up for the third time today. Still looking for that first in the game. However, he's already got an RBI. Back in the league lead with his RBI sac fly back from the second. 0-1 count on the way home. This one is fouled back again, almost the same spot. 0-2 the count. Ruiz back in the first inning, though. He drew a walk. So he's reached base, and he had a sacrifice fly. Both productive plate appearances, but still looking to raise that batting average, which has dropped now down to just 300. I mean, that's still a good batting average, but it's nothing like the almost 380 that he had going for him earlier in the year. 0-2 count on the way home. This one is ripped down the left field line and just foul. Oh, man. Nearly extra bases there. And instead, it remains an 0-2 count. And Caden Baker, he's looked really strong early in this one. Just facing his third batter of the game, but he's thrown only two strikes so far. Sorry, two balls. He has thrown nine strikes to the two balls. 0-2 count. Looks back towards second. Now brings it home. This one sent down the right field line, but just foul as well. Just got to keep it fair here. Ruiz has been seeing the ball well. He's been putting it where he wants to, but just a little outside. And Ruiz, you look at his last week, not one that he wants to remember. And I was talking to him a little bit earlier, and he says, man, I've never seen a cold streak like this since his senior year in high school. Said it had been a while, and he's hoping to break out of it in a big way. 0-2 count on the way home. This one comes inside, and that one hits him on the wrist. And so he is going to be holding his wrist, as that did not look comfortable. Bases are loaded. And with Ruiz walking down to first, holding that wrist, they'll bring out the trainer to check on him and make sure that he's okay. And I tell you what, that one hit him right on that wrist. And he's still holding it right now and kind of going down in pain. And so the trainer walking over there, but Ruiz saying, hey, I don't need it. You can go head on back. It's just a quick contact. So trainer walking back now. It's going to bring up Ashton Zacher to the plate. Chris Diaz now on second with Ruiz on first. And Hiroto Kobayashi is on third base. Bases are loaded with two outs. Rafters already up four runs. But looking to add to that in a big way, Ashton Zacher up for the third time today. First pitch is taken a little low for ball number one. 1-0 count. Zacher 0-2 in the game. But coming in with a big opportunity. 1-0 the count. Pitch on the way home from Baker. It's a little low for ball number two. Now 2-0, and Zacher's last time up in the second inning, struck out swinging. Also struck out looking back in the first. So at the very least, hoping to put one into play, but just got to keep the inning alive. 2-0 count on the way home. This one is ripped down the first base line, but it's going to bounce up into the first baseman's glove. He'll flip it back to Baker, and they beat him to the bag. So it is out number three as it goes 3-1 on the putout. But the Rafters are able to manage three runs in the inning thanks to the one hit and one error